I'm Dan Cassidy, and this is UBS's Top of the Morning. It's Friday morning, and that means it is time for the Week in Review and Preview. We will recap the Q3 reporting season, speak to notable macro data points, and of course, as always, preview the week ahead. And my guest for the podcast this morning is Equity Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Ed Tran. So Ed, good morning, happy Friday, and thank you for joining us this week.
Happy Friday, Dan. Thanks for having me today.
Ed, I know you've been tracking the Q3 reporting season very closely. We're beginning to come to a close. Can you provide us with some overall reflections on how the results measured up relative to your expectations?
Sure. So as you mentioned, you know, we're pretty much through the bulk of 3Q earnings season. We only have about 10% of the market cap left to report. Usually it's, as is the case, it's the retailers and some media and companies within the discretionary comm services sector that are late reporters. You know, so far, earnings season has come in relatively in line with historical averages and also our initial expectations. So for some color, earnings are likely to decline by around 1% year over year for the quarter. Once all is said and done, this will be the first quarter of earnings decline since the industrial recession in 2016. At a high level, that seems pretty negative, but you know, obviously that's not the full story. There are, you know, some high level trends that mask the resiliency of broader corporate earnings. You know, first, it's worth reiterating that, you know, we're coming off tough comparisons versus the year ago period when corporations were benefiting from tax reform. You know, this quarter we've also had a few macro headwinds, you know, lower commodity prices, lower interest rates, and also the continued impact of prior rounds of tariffs. As was the case earlier in the year, you know, in terms of some of the end markets, you know, most industrial end markets, excluding aerospace and defense, were relatively weak given the sluggish global economic landscape. You know, but offsetting this, you know, the consumer-oriented end markets have still been pretty healthy. And, you know, aside from that, you know, obviously within the biggest sector, tech, semiconductors are still undergoing a negative revenue cycle. You know, typically this lasts 4 to 5 quarters, this being the fourth quarter. So that should potentially improve in the quarters to come. You know, software and services are still strong, though, given the robust IT spending environment. You know, so I think summing it up, as with every quarter, there's puts and takes. And I guess one more thing to note, while the headline S&P 500 EPS number should decline by 1% for the quarter, the median company is actually faring a bit better. So the median company is growing EPS around 4%.
Maybe we can follow that point for a bit. And given that you do have factors in the mix, such as trade, which have the potential to compromise the quality of earnings, what are your expectations for earnings growth in coming quarters, Ed?
Yeah, so I think that's a good point. While, you know, results have been mixed to slightly negative so far, you know, for a couple of different reasons, and, you know, for tariffs, as you mentioned, you know, the headwinds that have weighed on growth should fade as we exit the year and enter 2020. You know, as was the case in, as a result, you know, 3Q is likely to be the trough in the current soft patch in terms of economic and corporate data. You know, though earnings growth will still likely be muted, for fourth quarter earnings, you know, expectations are around flattish currently, assuming typical beats. You know, we might be slightly positive, but it's worth noting that for 4Q earnings expectations, revisions have come down pretty steadily throughout this current earnings season, slightly higher than historical averages. And that's primarily due to a couple of idiosyncratic, you know, company-specific issues. So, you know, some large caps, you know, Ford given their worker strike, Amazon given their heavy investment for expedited delivery, and Boeing as a result of the 737 MAX planes still haven't been recertified. So a couple of these issues have weighed on fourth quarter earnings expectations. But excluding these issues, we should see earnings growth return to more normal levels in 2020. You know, we're currently expecting 5% earnings growth in next year, with our official EPS estimate being $173. However, our number does include some of the announced and implemented tariffs. So should that get So should tariffs get rolled back, you know, given current media reports, you know, and expectations for an agreement, you know, there is upside to our numbers, probably, you know, a few percent. You know, bottom up consensus is at 178 currently for next year. Still likely a little bit too high, obviously ahead of our numbers, but EPS for 2020 should shake out, you know, somewhere between ours and consensus numbers next year.
We'll appreciate the reflections on the Q3 reporting season as well as the expectations for earnings growth in coming quarters. Ed, maybe we can spend a moment discussing this week's macro calendar. What were the notable data points you can recap for us?
Yeah, there were a good couple of leading indicators that came out this week, you know, that we always look out for. So, you know, first there was the ISM non-manufacturing index that came out on Tuesday. That rose by a little over 2 points to 54.7 for the month of October, you know, which came in above expectations, having fallen, you know, to a 3-year low in the prior month. You know, in terms of composition in the report, employment increased the most, but business activity and new orders were also healthy. So, you know, this bodes well for the overall service economy. Other reports that came out, productivity and cost report came out on Wednesday, and unit labor costs rose more than expected. On Thursday, yesterday, we got the jobless claims, which is another good leading indicator. You know, that declined, and continued claims also moved down modestly. I think looking at the productivity report and the jobless claims together, you know, it supports our view that the labor market remains pretty tight, and, you know, as a result, consumers should be strong.
Ed, as we look ahead to next week, what's taking place that you'll be tracking?
So there are, you know, still a few more headlines to watch out for. On Wednesday, there's the monthly CPI. So the CPI inflation report, CPI has modestly edged up since the beginning of the year. Some of it has had to do with tariffs and the impact of that flowing through to inflation. But, you know, more supportive, I think having a higher inflation print is more supportive of Fed expectations. And, you know, there's also going to be Jay Powell's testimony before the Congressional Joint Economic Committee on Wednesday. You know, commentary in the last Fed meeting was more hawkish, so it would be curious to see if, you know, this language persists. We're also going to get the retail sales and industrial production data on Friday. You know, consumer strength has, you know, our expectations is that the consumer is still healthy, so hopefully seeing a strong retail sales print reinforces that outlook. And obviously ISM manufacturing numbers have been weak, so it would be curious to see if that softness in the sentiment data actually carries through to hard industrial production data. And also, you know, as mentioned earlier, we're still in 3Q earnings season with a few stragglers. So we're going to get industrial gas giant Linde, home builder D.R. Horton. We're going to get some tech companies, Cisco, for example, and also big box retailer Walmart next week.
Okay, so some big data points and big corporate earnings stories to keep an eye out for next week. But Ed, appreciate you dropping by the studio today, keeping our listeners informed. Then we'll look forward to catching back up again with you soon. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Thanks, Dan.
It'll be a chilly one. Good weekend to light the fireplace and catch up on all of the Top of the Morning podcasts. A lot of good stuff up on iTunes. Ed, appreciate it. Again, we've been joined by Equity Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Ed Tran. There are many publications available now up on UBS Online Services. For our UBS clients, be sure to contact your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of any of the reports directly. Top of the Morning will be back again for you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everyone.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers both investment advisory services and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and governed by different laws and separate contracts. For more information, visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. All rights reserved. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC.